You are going to listen to a podcast about living in a megacity. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 6. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to today's podcast. In this podcast series, we're going to interview teenagers living in different megacities. The first teenager we spoke to is Sophie. She is 16 years old and lives in Islington, which is in the north of Greater London. Sophie, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Sophie, can you tell us a bit about the area where you live?
Sure. As you've already mentioned, I live in Islington, but I go to school in Hackney. In the 5 years that I went to that school, I noticed a dramatic change, especially because I had older siblings who also went there. Compared to my brother, who's 23, my experience of the area was just so different. Even just little things like the places we visited and the food we ate. Locally owned shops were replaced by chains. Buying lunch got more and more expensive.
What about the future of housing? Have you ever thought about where you're going to live when you're grown up?
Personally, I think I'll try and live at my mum's as much as possible. My brother's 23 and he still lives with us. I think he's just saving his pennies so he can reduce the number of years he wastes money on a crazy amount of rent. I think that's a lot of people's plans. Hopefully, I won't have to move outside of London. I couldn't imagine not living in this city.
Another topic which is heavy on many teenagers' minds is pollution. What about you? Do you care about the environment? Is pollution something you think about?
I don't think enough young people realise how serious pollution is. I feel like I do because I'm always going to my dad's house outside of London, and when we go on walks, I'm like, oh my god, the air is so fresh here. I always make jokes about not being able to breathe properly in London because you don't notice the difference until you're out of it. I feel like young people will say, it doesn't affect me, or I don't notice it, until they hear stories like that. So yeah, I think it is incredibly important. It's something we have to consider because it's our health at the end of the day.
What about public transportation? Do you use it? Do you think it's good? Or do you prefer to walk or cycle around London?
Cycling in London is my biggest fear right now. I'm scared to ride a bike because of lorries and other large vehicles. And with all these restricted roads, you can't get anywhere now. A trip that took 5 minutes because there was a back road now takes an hour because you need to take the main roads. So driving isn't going to work. Cycling, I need to get over my fear. It seems like the train and bus life for me.
Last question. You're 16 years old. What do teenagers do in their free time?
This is my last year in high school. Next year, I'm going to attend a further education college. At the moment, school finishes between 3 and 4 p.m., and I sometimes attend after-school clubs with my friends. Other than that, we often go to parks, but only if the weather is nice. As I'm really into art, I sometimes go to museums. This is something I do without my friends as I want to have enough time to look at the paintings and sculptures.
Thank you, Sophie, for sharing your story with us. If you are interested in Pablo and his story about living in Sao Paulo, join us for the next podcast episode. Welcome to today's podcast. In this podcast series, we're going to interview teenagers living in different megacities. The first teenager we spoke to is Sophie. She is 16 years old and lives in Islington, which is in the north of Greater London. Sophie, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Sophie, can you tell us a bit about the area where you live?
Sure. As you've already mentioned, I live in Islington, but I go to school in Hackney. In the 5 years that I went to that school, I noticed a dramatic change, especially because I had older siblings who also went there. Compared to my brother, who's 23, my experience of the area was just so different. Even just little things like the places we visited and the food we ate. Locally owned shops were replaced by chains. Buying lunch got more and more expensive.
What about the future of housing? Have you ever thought about where you're going to live when you're grown up?
Personally, I think I'll try and live at my mum's as much as possible. My brother's 23 and he still lives with us. I think he's just saving his pennies so he can reduce the number of years he wastes money on a crazy amount of rent. I think that's a lot of people's plans. Hopefully I won't have to move outside of London. I couldn't imagine not living in this city.
Another topic which is heavy on many teenagers' minds is pollution. What about you? Do you care about the environment? Is pollution something you think about?
I don't think enough young people realise how serious pollution is. I feel like I do because I'm always going to my dad's house outside of London. And when we go on walks, I'm like, oh my God, the air is so fresh here. I always make jokes about not being able to breathe properly in London because you don't notice the difference until you're out of it. I feel like young people will say, it doesn't affect me, or I don't notice it, until they hear stories like that. So yeah, I think it is incredibly important. It's something we have to consider because it's our health at the end of the day.
What about public transportation? Do you use it? Do you think it's good? Or do you prefer to walk or cycle around London?
Cycling in London is my biggest fear right now. I'm scared to ride a bike because of lorries and other large vehicles. And with all these restricted roads, you can't get anywhere now. A trip that took 5 minutes because there was a back road now takes an hour because you need to take the main roads. So driving isn't going to work. Cycling, I need to get over my fear. It seems like the train and bus life for me.
Last question. You're 16 years old. What do teenagers do in their free time?
This is my last year in high school. Next year, I'm going to attend a further education college. At the moment, school finishes between 3 and 4 p.m., and I sometimes attend after-school clubs with my friends. Other than that, we often go to parks, but only if the weather is nice. As I'm really into art, I sometimes go to museums. This is something I do without my friends, as I want to have enough time to look at the paintings and sculptures.
Thank you, Sophie, for sharing your story with us. If you are interested in Pablo and his story about living in Sao Paulo, join us for the next podcast episode. Welcome to today's podcast. In this podcast series, we're going to interview teenagers living in different megacities. The first teenager we spoke to is Sophie. She is 16 years old and lives in Islington, which is in the north of Greater London. Sophie, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Sophie, can you tell us a bit about the area where you live?
Sure. As you've already mentioned, I live in Islington, but I go to school in Hackney. In the 5 years that I went to that school, I noticed a dramatic change, especially because I had older siblings who also went there. Compared to my brother, who's 23, my experience of the area was just so different. Even just little things like the places we visited and the food we ate. Locally owned shops were replaced by chains. Buying lunch got more and more expensive.
What about the future of housing? Have you ever thought about where you're going to live when you're grown up?
Personally, I think I'll try and live at my mum's as much as possible. My brother's 23 and he still lives with us. I think he's just saving his pennies so he can reduce the number of years he wastes money on a crazy amount of rent. I think that's a lot of people's plans. Hopefully I won't have to move outside of London. I couldn't imagine not living in this city.
Another topic which is heavy on many teenagers' minds is pollution. What about you? Do you care about the environment? Is pollution something you think about?
I don't think enough young people realise how serious pollution is. I feel like I do because I'm always going to my dad's house outside of London. And when we go on walks, I'm like, oh my God, the air is so fresh here. I always make jokes about not being able to breathe properly in London because you don't notice the difference until you're out of it. I feel like young people will say, it doesn't affect me, or I don't notice it, until they hear stories like that. So yeah, I think it is incredibly important. It's something we have to consider because it's our health at the end of the day.
What about public transportation? Do you use it? Do you think it's good? Or do you prefer to walk or cycle around London?
Cycling in London is my biggest fear right now. I'm scared to ride a bike because of lorries and other large vehicles. And with all these restricted roads, you can't get anywhere now. A trip that took 5 minutes because there was a back road now takes an hour because you need to take the main roads. So driving isn't going to work. Cycling, I need to get over my fear. It seems like the train and bus life for me.
Last question. You're 16 years old. What do teenagers do in their free time?
This is my last year in high school. Next year, I'm going to attend a further education college. At the moment, school finishes between 3 and 4 p.m., and I sometimes attend after-school clubs with my friends. Other than that, we often go to parks, but only if the weather is nice. As I'm really into art, I sometimes go to museums. This is something I do without my friends, as I want to have enough time to look at the paintings and sculptures.
Thank you, Sophie, for sharing your story with us. If you are interested in Pablo and his story about living in Sao Paulo, join us for the next podcast episode. Welcome to today's podcast. In this podcast series, we're going to interview teenagers living in different megacities. The first teenager we spoke to is Sophie. She is 16 years old and lives in Islington, which is in the north of Greater London. Sophie, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Sophie, can you tell us a bit about the area where you live?
Sure. As you've already mentioned, I live in Islington, but I go to school in Hackney. In the 5 years that I went to that school, I noticed a dramatic change, especially because I had older siblings who also went there. Compared to my brother, who's 23, my experience of the area was just so different. Even just little things like the places we visited and the food we ate. Locally owned shops were replaced by chains. Buying lunch got more and more expensive.
What about the future of housing? Have you ever thought about where you're going to live when you're grown up?
Personally, I think I'll try and live at my mum's as much as possible. My brother's 23 and he still lives with us. I think he's just saving his pennies so he can reduce the number of years he wastes money on a crazy amount of rent. I think that's a lot of people's plans. Hopefully I won't have to move outside of London. I couldn't imagine not living in this city.
Another topic which is heavy on many teenagers' minds is pollution. What about you? Do you care about the environment? Is pollution something you think about?
I don't think enough young people realise how serious pollution is. I feel like I do because I'm always going to my dad's house outside of London. And when we go on walks, I'm like, oh my God, the air is so fresh here. I always make jokes about not being able to breathe properly in London because you don't notice the difference until you're out of it. I feel like young people will say, it doesn't affect me, or I don't notice it, until they hear stories like that. So yeah, I think it is incredibly important. It's something we have to consider because it's our health at the end of the day.
What about public transportation? Do you use it? Do you think it's good? Or do you prefer to walk or cycle around London?
Cycling in London is my biggest fear right now. I'm scared to ride a bike because of lorries and other large vehicles. And with all these restricted roads, you can't get anywhere now. A trip that took 5 minutes because there was a back road now takes an hour because you need to take the main roads. So driving isn't going to work. Cycling, I need to get over my fear. It seems like the train and bus life for me.
Last question. You're 16 years old. What do teenagers do in their free time?
This is my last year in high school. Next year, I'm going to attend a further education college. At the moment, school finishes between 3 and 4 p.m., and I sometimes attend after-school clubs with my friends. Other than that, we often go to parks, but only if the weather is nice. As I'm really into art, I sometimes go to museums. This is something I do without my friends, as I want to have enough time to look at the paintings and sculptures.
Thank you, Sophie, for sharing your story with us. If you are interested in Pablo and his story about living in Sao Paulo, join us for the next podcast episode.